KPBS On Demand is supported by UC San Diego Art Power, presenting Vitamin String Quartet, featuring the music of Taylor Swift, Bridgerton, and beyond, a classical meets pop concert. Friday, November 15, Epstein Family Amphitheater at UC San Diego. Tickets at ucsdartpower.edu.
Good morning, I'm Debbie Cruz. It's Friday, November 1st. Democratic and Republican leaders unify behind anti-DeMaio message. More on that next. But first, let's do the headlines. Starting tomorrow, there will be more vote centers open for San Diegans to cast their ballots. From tomorrow until Monday, over 200 vote centers and the registrar's office will be open daily from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Then on Election Day on Tuesday, the centers will have extended hours. For more information about the election, visit our Voter Hub at kpbs.org/voterhub. More fall weather is in store for us through the weekend. Today there will be clear skies, but there's a chance of rain starting overnight tomorrow. In the inland and coastal areas today, temperatures are expected to be in the high 60s. In the mountains, in the high 50s, and in the deserts, it's expected to be in the high 70s. And don't forget, this weekend, daylight saving time ends. That means at 2 a.m. Sunday morning, the clocks will fall back an hour. So make sure to change your clocks before you go to bed tomorrow. The 41st Breeders' Cup World Championship races are happening in Del Mar today and tomorrow. At this weekend's event, more than $34 million in purses and awards are being offered, including the $7 million Breeders' Cup Classic. It runs from 9 this morning until 5 p.m. and 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. tomorrow. The Breeders' Cup kicks off 5 weeks of racing for the Bing Crosby season. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Felt, Curator of Photography at the San Diego Museum of Art. We're pleased to welcome to San Diego Pre-Picte Human, the latest exhibition from the world's leading award for photography and sustainability. The Museum of Photographic Arts at the San Diego Museum of Art is the only U.S. venue on the international tour of Pre-Picte Human. See work by 12 shortlisted photographers, including the award-winner Indian photographer Gauri Gill, in the celebrated exhibition Exploring Human Experiences. Pre-Picte Human is on view now through December 15, 2024 at MOPA at SDMA in Balboa Park. Learn more at mopa.org.
A bipartisan group of San Diego County politicals gathered earlier this week to denounce local Republican Assembly candidate Carl DeMaio. Reporter Scott Rod said they encourage voters to support his opponent in the race.
In an election year marked by deep political divisions, there is one message that has unified some Republican and Democratic leaders. Don't vote for Carl DeMaio. DeMaio is running for the open assembly seat in District 75, which spans most of East San Diego County, including a 50-mile stretch of the U.S.-Mexico border. Half a dozen speakers at the press event criticized DeMaio's campaign tactics and encouraged voters to support his fellow Republican opponent, Andrew Hayes. Lorena Gonzalez is president of the California Federation of Labor Unions and a former Democratic Assembly member.
He is so far out of touch. He has been such an egomaniac and has done such damage to working people.
Meanwhile, Republican County Supervisor Joel Anderson claimed DeMaio's campaign is trying to deceive voters.
When you get a mailer from Carl DeMaio and it says that he's law enforcement's choice, then why didn't he get their endorsement?
DeMaio's campaign declined an interview request. A spokesperson in a text message said the press conference amounted to, quote, a bunch of last-minute false attacks by career politicians and political party operatives. The Republican Party of San Diego County organized the event. Scott Rodd, KPBS News.
There's an alphabet soup of sales tax measures on the North County ballot this election. Measures K, I, Q, and X. North County reporters Tanya Thorne and Alexander Nguyen teamed up to explain them.
4 different sales tax measures are being taken up in the North County. Hi, I'm Tanya Thorne.
And each with a goal of generating new funding for different services. I'm Alexander Nguyen, and we cover the North County.
We'll start with Oceanside, where residents will decide on the renewal of Measure X. This is a half-cent sales tax measure that was already approved by voters in 2018 and is set to expire in April 2026. If passed, Measure X would be extended for 10 years. Here's Assistant City Manager Michael Gossman talking about how Measure X has been used already.
We paved over 500 lane miles of roads. We've added an additional homeless outreach team. We have built a new fire station 1. We replaced a fire training tower. So we've done a lot with it.
The tax rate would stay the same, and the money would be used for similar projects. Measure X is supported by Oceanside City Council, the Firefighters Association, and San Diego County Taxpayers Association. But it's opposed by Reform California, which is opposing every tax measure on the ballot, saying none of the money will be spent as promised and instead would go to bloated city salaries and pensions.
And heading inland, the cities of San Marcos and Escondido both have 1-cent sales tax measures on the ballot. Both say they need the extra money to fund essential services, such as firefighters and police. In San Marcos, the city council placed Measure Q on the ballot to raise more revenue for the city services because of population growth. This year, the city needed to cut services to balance the budget.
The San Marcos Fire Department has needed a 5th fire station since around 2017. We've done 2 standards of coverage studies. So as the city has grown, the fire department's call volume has nearly doubled.
But that was Brad Pearson with the San Marcos Fire Department. He says Measure Q will help the city maintain vital public services and infrastructure. The San Diego Taxpayers Association endorsed the measure, saying if it doesn't pass, it could affect the quality of life for San Marcos residents. Measure Q is expected to raise $20 million annually for the next 10 years. It is endorsed by the San Marcos Chamber of Commerce, the San Marcos Professional Firefighters Association, and there is no major opposition. Now in Escondido, the 1-cent sales tax Measure I started as a citizens' initiative.
But the city council voted to place it on the ballot to make it onto the November ballot.
Escondido faced similar challenges as San Marcos, but the root of the problem runs deeper. For the past few years, the city has been spending more than it gets in taxes. It closed the budget gap by using one-time funding sources and cutting services, but those options have run dry. The Taxpayers Association endorsed the measure, but with an asterisk. Henny Hong is the association's president.
We endorse it because there's an urgent need. Escondido's cut to the bone here. We also said that it requires major structural reform in Escondido so that they aren't reliant on this in perpetuity.
Escondido Mayor Dane White says the revenue is needed for critical services, things like basic repairs to storm drains, streets and sidewalks, as well as emergency services. He says there's no other revenue sources for the city to tap into.
Next year is a little bit frightening. So, you know, we can't just continuously cut our way out of a budget deficit, and this is a way to do that and more.
Measure I is supported by the Escondido Firefighters Association, the Escondido Police Officers Association, and the Escondido Chamber of Commerce. It would sunset in 20 years and is expected to raise $28 million annually.
And back on the coast, Encinitas is the next city taking up a new sales tax measure. Measure K.
It is a 1-cent sales tax increase that brings Encinitas sales tax to 8.75% and could generate $15 million every year.
The revenue would go towards infrastructure needs such as beach protection, street and park maintenance, and emergency services. The measure was endorsed by the San Diego County Taxpayers Association. Here's Haney Hong again.
It gets more expensive for taxpayers if we spend money on it later after things start to go awry.
But there's been some pushback on Measure K. Some residents have concerns about the transparency of how the funds will be spent. Jim O'Hara is a city council candidate for District 2. He thinks the tax could hurt Encinitas businesses.
It causes them to be at a place where they're going to lose customers. It digs into their margins, and in the end, will give them fewer customers and less revenue to build off of.
He's also worried about the impact on residents.
So we're living in a time where the cost of living is constantly going up here in Encinitas. And piling onto that at this time just doesn't make a lot of sense, especially for our economically challenged here in Encinitas.
Because these sales tax measures are considered a tax increase, they only need a simple majority to pass.
The question is, will voters approve them considering inflation and housing costs? In North County, I'm Alexander Nguyen.
And I'm Tanya Thorne, KPBS News.
Several California tribes are renewing their push for the federal government to protect their ancestral lands. Imperial Valley reporter Corey Suzuki says they are urging the Biden administration to create three new national monuments across the state before the end of the year.
From high in the air, Donald Meader Jr. looks down at an old gold mine.
Now we'll see some further mining activity that scarred the landscape up here just a little bit further.
Meader is a council member for the Fort Yuma Quetzal Indian Tribe. We're in a small propeller plane turning east into the sunrise. Below, we can see thousands of acres of desert, mountains and canyons, and in the distance, the shimmering Colorado River. For Meader, this region along the California-Arizona border is home, the ancestral land of the Quetzal tribe since long before European colonizers arrived. Now, this land is under threat again. For decades, mining companies have been trying to extract gold and other minerals from the mountains. As we pass overhead, Meader points out areas where they've carved deep into the earth.
You can see for yourself the difference in the landscape and the devastation that it caused and the lack of reclamation. It's just left a scar on the landscape here.
That devastation is why the Quetzal tribe is seeking federal protection for almost 400,000 acres of this land. The tribe is asking President Biden to create a new national monument here, which would block future extraction and could give the tribe some say over how the land is managed.
An open mine pit to us is an open wound.
Jordan Joaquin is the president of the Quetzal tribe. He says the land here is sacred.
A lot of people see it out there as just rocks and desert, but we truly believe that's our DNA out there. Our ancestors walked and built those trails out there, you know. I always tell a story about picking up a rock. Is that the rock one of my ancestors picked up years ago? And so that is very significant to us.
The Quetzal Monument is one of three Native-led proposals for new national monuments in California right now. There's also the Chuckwalla Monument at the north end of the Imperial Valley, and then the Satitla Monument in the Northern California Highlands. These monument proposals have been gaining a lot of steam. The state legislature is backing all three of them. And earlier this week, tribal leaders and state officials from California addressed the global UN Biodiversity Conference in Colombia.
One of the most important priorities we're driving forward is supporting tribal leadership.
Wade Crowfoot, California Secretary of Natural Resources, speaking at the conference.
We in our state government disconnected ourselves from that leadership and wisdom for well over a century. And that's why I'm so proud that on behalf of Governor Newsom, we are supporting these tribally led proposals to establish national monuments in our state.
State and federal authorities have already taken some big steps this year to return more control of land to indigenous people in California. In June, Governor Gavin Newsom gave more than 2,000 acres back to the Shasta Indian Nation in Northern California. And just a couple weeks ago, the Biden administration announced plans to create a new marine sanctuary off the Central Coast that would be co-managed by the Northern Chumash tribe. Supporters say the Quetzal Monument proposal would add to that, protecting the tribe's religious freedoms and giving them and the federal government the opportunity to work together to manage the region, as the tribe has done for generations. For President Joaquin, the Quetzal tribe's priority is still to block future mining. But he says it's also about preserving history, both past and present.
Protecting our past strengthens our future. And I think that's the most important thing, is to tell our children, you know, there was mining companies that would come and disturb the land. That is no longer the case. And I think that would be a big victory, not only for our tribe, but for Indian country.
If the land does become California's next national monument, he says those mines will become part of history, too. On the Quetzal Reservation, Corey Suzuki, KPBS News.
Supporters of this effort will be racing against the clock if Donald Trump wins Tuesday's election. Trump is a strong supporter of the mining industry and has been outspoken in his opposition to the environmental protections of native lands. National Breast Cancer Awareness Month wrapped up yesterday, but bringing awareness to the disease is a year-long effort. Leah Brune is the executive director of Susan G. Komen San Diego.
Breast cancer isn't only diagnosed in October, and that's why we have to be vigilant all throughout the year. So we work with community partners, with education and engagement events, just providing them resources on breast cancer risk and what to look out for and how they can get connected to our organization to get any further information or to provide some resources if they are diagnosed.
Bruin says knowing your risk and getting regular screenings are important preventative measures. She says in the country, 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in their lifetime. And in the county, 1 in 6 women will be diagnosed with the disease. She says it's more common in our county because it's a more diverse population. This Sunday, the San Diego More Than Pink Walk is happening to support breast cancer patients and survivors and to honor people we've lost from it. Bruin says it's an opportunity for the community to gather and let people know they're not alone.
It is our biggest community event where we bring together anyone that's been affected by breast cancer or anyone that supports our cause. It is a great opportunity to celebrate the progress that we've made over the past 43 years, honor those that we have lost to this disease, and highlight the work that's still to be done.
All the money raised goes toward the organization's programs, including patient services, financial assistance for patients, and research. The walk is free to join and starts in Balboa Park on the corner of 6th Avenue and Laurel Street. The event starts at 6:30 a.m. with an opening ceremony at 7:30 and the walk starting at 8 a.m. For more information, you can visit comansandiego.org/sandiegowalk. That's it for the podcast today. This podcast is produced by Emmalyn Mohebi and edited by Brooke Ruth. We'd also like to thank KPBS web producer Lara McCaffrey for helping the podcast team this week. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Debbie Cruz. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Bilhau Plumbing, Heating, and Air Restoration and Flood Services. Family-owned and operated over 4 decades, Bilhau has been serving the plumbing, heating, and air and water damage needs of the San Diego area since 1980. With their fleet of trained professionals, Bilhau has the ability to service all major and minor plumbing and HVAC emergency needs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Bilhau is committed to providing excellent service to their customers with transparent quotes and attention to detail on every job. Whether you're in need of an HVAC installation, plumbing, or water damage restoration in San Diego, they offer the convenience of scheduling an appointment over the phone, online, or through live chat on their website. Call 1-800-BILHOW or visit bilhau.com, because we know how.